Senate Bill 1 passed into the House last month after lawmakers stripped some $30 million for an expanded crisis response system from the bill. But advocates point to a study by the Indiana Behavioral Health Commission, which recommends funding the state's crisis response system at $130 million a year. Carlos Perkins is a pastor at a local church. He points to an incident last year in which an Indianapolis family called 911 for help as their son was experiencing a mental health crisis, which led to their son's death.
We believe that no family around the state of Indiana should experience that ever again, should experience a trauma of losing your child because you're calling for help.
Perkins says he believes a fully funded 988 line would help prevent events like that from happening again. Senate Bill 1 is currently in the House Committee on Public Health. I'm Ben Thorpe, WFYI News.